This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly Nature Notes article for the Hearts Advertiser. How to make your love of nature count. I have to confess to having a love-hate relationship with statistics. Perhaps this is true of most people. Statistics, numbers, charts and tables have the power to petrify us in boredom, and the subsequent analysis can lead to mental paralysis. And yet all that collected data is powerful. It tells us things we need to know and informs us about action we need to take. This, of course, is no less true when it comes to data about wildlife. I've always subconsciously resisted serious data collection and analysis when it comes to my love of nature. For me, it is like reducing my marital relationship to how many times I've bought flowers, washed up, or provided a taxi service for the kids. I love nature like I love my wife, and any form of serious statistical analysis feels reductionist and, well, unromantic. Nature for me has always been a kind of romance, with magical moments of discovery, vast swathes of beauty and complexity, and layers of mystery and wonder. The words of the biblical proverb resonate with me. There are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a young woman. And so I have been a reluctant latecomer to data collection and analysis, but like so many things I have initially resisted, it has proved rewarding in its own way. Regularly recording and submitting my observations to organisations such as the BTO, the British Trust for Ornithology, via BirdTrack, their online data collection portal, has demanded of me a more rigorous approach to nature observation. Not just vague, incomplete lists, but times, dates and numbers recorded over regular, sustained periods. All of this has been counterintuitive to me, but it has deepened my understanding of the places I go and the wildlife that inhabits them. Regular detailed observations have revealed patterns and behaviours that I wouldn't otherwise have appreciated. The little owl's favourite tree, the best time to watch gulls amassing in their pre-roost flocks, and when they will have left for their final roost. And, more recently, the feeding habits of hawfinches, their love of hornbeam seeds. This in turn has led me to become an expert in identifying hornbeam trees, as this winter as never before, finding hornbeams gives you a very good chance of finding that elusive finch. While I never want to lose sight of that sense of open-mouthed wonder when it comes to the natural world, there are also moments that give pause for thought when we realise all is not, perhaps, as it should be. In the last 30 years, house sparrows, spotted flycatchers and swallows have vanished from my garden, both as breeders but also even as visitors. It seems that, in the same way that we occasionally have to sit down as a married couple and work out how to make improvements when things aren't working, we must also stop and work out our relationship with nature. Birds and wildlife that might feel scarce in our area may turn out to be thriving elsewhere. However, the data is often revealing a decline on a national scale. Swallows and house sparrows really are vanishing, and spotted flycatchers have all but gone. The observations that I have made in my own garden over the years suddenly connect me to a wider world of nature and a greater understanding of what may be at stake for the birds visiting my garden. This last weekend, it was the RSPB's Big Garden Birdwatch, a yearly opportunity for everyone who has a garden, however small, to do some serious but not onerous data collecting and contribute to the latest snapshot of the state of our nation's bird life. By spending just 1 hour recording what you see in your garden and submitting the data to the RSPB, you will be making sure the national picture that emerges is as accurate as possible. Equally, it's an opportunity to connect with your nearest green space, and one that often gets overlooked most of the week, especially at this cold time of year. Gardens, by their very definition, are enclosed spaces, but not to the birds that visit. Instead, they are vast arterial networks of greenery, providing food, shelter, and migratory routes for thousands of birds right across urban spaces. So switch off the TV for an hour and tune in instead to the natural world on your doorstep. You may be surprised at just how many birds visit your garden in an hour.